Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Wednesday said that India had committed a grave mistake by resorting to aggression and thought that Pakistan would back off, but India would have to face the consequences of its actions. The Prime Minister's remarks came as the National Security Committee, NSC, during a meeting held earlier in the day authorized the armed forces to respond decisively to Indian aggression and avenge the loss of innocent Pakistani lives, as well as the violation of the country's sovereignty at a time, place and manner of its choosing in self-defense. In a televised address to the nation, the Prime Minister said, "India forgets that Pakistani nation had the brave sons who always fought for the respect and defense of the motherland by shedding the last drop of their blood." He said the entire world witnessed that within few hours, their enemy though large in numbers was bowed down after Pakistan Air Force Eagles shot down 5 Indian combat jets and reduced them to pile of fragments and ashes which was once considered as their pride. It, response, has the thunderous sound of Squadron Leader MM Alam that struck the enemy strongly, he observed. The Prime Minister said India's cowardly attack took lives of 26 innocent people while injuring 46 others including women and children. He referred to funeral prayer of Shahid Urtasa Abbas, 7 years old, who lost his life after hit with a splinter in his home where he was present with his mother and a brother. "A tender flower withered away and attained Shahidat," he said, adding the nation paid tribute to Shahids and their families and prayed for the recovery of the injured. The Prime Minister said that they had resolved that each drop of blood would be accounted for. "The timid enemy is attacking innocent people. Pakistan has proved how to respond with solid blow," he added. Pakistani travel guides. The Prime Minister said that in 1 hour fight on the line of control, pilots while flying inside territory and with display of bravery and professionalism, reduced enemy's jets to ashes. In conventional warfare, Pakistan also proved its superiority over its enemy. He said that he along with the entire 240 million people of the country saluted Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff Committee General Sahir Shamshad Mirza, Chief of Army Staff General Syed Asim Munir, Air Chief Marshal Zahir Babar Sidhu, Naval Chief Admiral Naveed Ashraf and every officer and soldier of Pakistan. The Prime Minister regretted that accusations against Pakistan with regard to Pahalgam attack were unreasonable. "As a peaceful country," he said, "Pakistan had offered an international transparent and credible probe which was acknowledged by the world, but India obliterated all the international laws and norms by resorting to aggression."